Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Sarah. I write as S. Mastery. I write dark, spicy, new adult romance and kind of dabble in an array of subgenres. I have some reverse harem, some sports, some mafia, some bully. It kind of runs the gamut, but dark and spicy is my go-to.
Yes, and it has a little partner. It's all.
Yes. So, pretty much everything does, yeah.
Pretty much everything. As I was telling you, it's like I'm reading the latest release, and I'm like, the first page tells you, like, here are the triggers, so don't be surprised. And then as I start reading, you're like, oh my god, these are triggers. Yeah, it's really happening.
The Pumpkin Coach's Daughter goes dark pretty fast.
Yes, it does. And so the Pumpkin Coach's Daughter is... Is it white shoes? It's sort of, but...
It is. Yeah, it's a reverse harem.
Okay.
Sure.
I've been playing reverse harem, reverse, you know, so... You know, they don't talk to each other. They talk to each other and kind of feel like it's... But there's multiple love interests. There's three book boyfriends, as it says in the dedication.
Yes.
And there's a little bit of, like, textural... It's not your typical white shoes in that sense of the old best friends forever.
Right. Yeah. One is a rival from a rival school, and then the other two are teammates. So it's an interesting dynamic from the start, but they come together.
Yes.
And make it work.
Well, let's try to actually do a little bit of pitch for the Parking Coach's Daughter. Let's do a little bit of pitch, and then we'll talk a little bit about it and talk about your progress and stuff.
Sure. So it is, as the name suggests, about the coach's daughter. She goes to a rival school to start, and she does something kind of bad right in the beginning, and she gets in hot water with not only the rival school, but also her school, and she ends up having to go to this rival school the following year where everybody knows what she did, and everybody does not like her because of it. So she's automatically kind of an outcast. She stands out, and she's caught the attention of the hockey captain and the goalie, and... They're out to make her life miserable while being aware that she's their coach's daughter. And there's also her ex who goes to that rival school that she left. And he's more of a stalker. He's not quite a bully. So he just kind of hangs in there. He's like, I'm not letting you go just because you left me. So
yeah,
get an interesting dynamic there. And there's some bad guys and some suspense and some spice.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything. I think this is perfect. It's dark. I think reminiscent of like what we think of the 80s and 90s romance where there's a lot of consent, not consent, and all type of consent situation happening.
A whole mix.
This, if you take it back to that part of like old school romance and the time like dark, what we now see is dark romance, it is. And there's kidnapping, attempted kidnapping, fight club, boring, violence.
Yep. Violence. Yeah. And eventually it'll be, there's a found family aspect of it, which she really needs too, which is nice to see that come together.
And so and it has a little bit of hockey. So what else can you ask?
Had to throw some hockey in there. It's my favorite sport. So,
well,
can't be anything else.
It has everything to look for. And this episode is going to come out at the end of the week. So the book will be out in Open to the Limited. So feel free to progress. But before that, I know, is this part of a series or is this just standalone?
It's a total standalone. There's no other book that goes with it.
Even better.
So, one and done.
So after this book, they should check out your really dark Hockey Woman series. So let's talk about that series because we're still in the hockey
era. Oh, absolutely. We are in our hockey era forever. So that is the Hockey God series. Book one is Brutal Obsession. I would say it's probably on par with The Puckin' Coach's Daughter in terms of darkness, but it's just MF. So you have Grayson and Violet, and what a tangled web they weave together. So I quite enjoy their story. She's a ballerina, and he is the new superstar transfer into her school hockey player. So they immediately don't get along.
I'm excited. I do actually own the audio, so I did. I am excited to listen to this line. Not a
Teddy Hamilton. Teddy Hamilton does a great job as Grayson. He really brings it with the dark boys.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, I actually, this will be a daytime book to read. Yeah, just because trigger warnings and galore. Yeah. But this will be a daytime while I'm at work. As I was telling you, I was seeking some pages while I was at work today. And I was like, I was needing them more. That's where I describe this is like, I don't know why I'm reading, but I just know I cannot stop reading this. And this is like the best feeling when you find a book that you just can't stop reading. You just want to know, but keep the page turning. So it is definitely like very plotty, very durid. There's some twists and turns, and you're just like, unsure. They're just like your main character trying to figure out like, what the fuck is happening here.
That's my favorite part.
Oh. So writing this book, like, how do you get in the headspace just to go and then not just a headspace, you put it out, you plan it, or you just uncover as you write it as you get here?
The only thing I generally know at least a little bit of is the suspense plot line. But as far as the romance, I come up with that inciting incident usually first, and then it's just a wild ride from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as I know who the bad guy is, there are a few books where the bad guy surprises me. Like, it's just been a mystery throughout the whole book, and then there's a reveal, and I was like, I didn't even see that one coming, but I like it too, because then I get surprised, and it's like, yep. I'm reading along with you guys.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And so you mentioned you also have Mafia and other enormous after we read all coffee. Where else can we go next for near back levels?
If you like Reverse Harem or White Shoes and want to stick in that vein, I have Sterling Falls, which is a 4-book series, and that is like a gothic romance. There's a lot of Greek mythology influence, which is my favorite thing besides hockey. So it's kind of its own little world and lots of twists and turns. There's a masquerade fight club called Olympus. Everything kind of ties back to Greek mythology. Or if you like Mafia, I have a DeSantis Mafia series that is just MF. It's not as dark as my hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have the Fallen Royals series. It's currently pulled down, but it will be relaunching this year. It's a 6-book series. The first 3 will come out this year again. They're getting new covers. They got new content. It's dark high school bully. Caleb is my original bully. So he kind of inspired Grayson, who's in Brutal Obsession, and every bad guy I've written since.
Oh, that's right. No way. So that's what we didn't expect from you.
Yeah, it is. After The Puckin' Coach's Daughter, yeah, I think the 3 of Fallen Royals will be next. And then I'll be hitting you with more MF hockey. And then we'll get into a spinoff of Sterling Falls. So, busy schedule.
You know, it wasn't good. You gotta keep writing. No, we're not.
There's so much writing. It's fine.
Well, it's writing. Were you a romance reader before you started writing? Or were you a writer? Yeah. What kind of did you read?
Big romance reader. And I also like the occasional thriller, which I feel like you might be able to like tell in my writing. But yeah, I was big. I mean, in high school, it was all the YA stuff. I was the person in school who would, if the teacher like paused for a second, I would pull out my book and start reading, which they probably hated. And yeah, just continued reading through college when I got the chance. And I always tried to write, and I felt like I didn't have a good enough story until I hammered like the idea, and it carried me through, and it proved to me that I could write a book. And I was on my way from there.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited. And so, what books do you recommend our listeners to get for reading all of your books and going through?
I'm a big fantasy reader, so I don't really have any recommendations like in my same vein. I would say That's my book bestie. L. Thorpe has a new Reverse Harem trilogy coming out soon. So if you like RH, check her out. Her St. View stuff is great. And Jolie Vines is another really good author. She writes Scottish romances. She has some darker stuff. She has some lighter stuff. Those two are really good. But if you like fantasy, I would recommend Laura Thalassa. She is my favorite. Her Bargainer series, I have a whole shelf. I have way too many copies of that book. The four books. So I would recommend her if you need a little fae spice in your life.
Yes, we always need a little fae spice. It's like a good palette just adding a little world building, a little fae, a little spice, a little bit of lore, and everything between. So
exactly. And I've never met, well, I wouldn't say met. I've never read someone who write a bad guy as well as she does. Like, my skin was crawling in the Bargainer series. Her bad guys are so good. In a bad way. Yeah. Give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah. I'm cool. I'll just bump it up for fantasy. I think fantasy is going to be the spa. You know, right now. Fantasy. Mm. You know, dark, thriller, spooky, horror, everything in between. And maybe some
100%.
Called Foul Cleansers, Cozy Mysteries. Just kind of like, just choking it down. Wait. Sarah, tell us what you can find online.
My website is smastery.com. Most of my handles are author S Mastery, Instagram and Facebook. And then TikTok is just S Mastery. And you'll find me posting the occasional teaser there, probably sometimes earlier than everywhere else.
It's bad. Thank you, Sarah, for doing another show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading! Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.